An Exorcist Tells His Story. Audio summary of Gabrielle Amorth's extraordinary journey. One, What's an Exorcist Tells His Story. An Exorcist Tells His Story by Gabrielle Amorth provides an in-depth account of the author's experiences as a Roman Catholic exorcist, elaborating on the nature of evil, possession, and the power of faith. Amorth shares numerous case studies of individuals he has helped through exorcism rituals, emphasizing the reality of demonic influence in the world. The overarching theme revolves around the battle between good and evil, the necessity of spiritual warfare, and the importance of a deep-rooted faith in combating the forces of darkness, ultimately seeking to educate readers on the significance of the sacramental life and prayer in confronting spiritual challenges. Point two key concepts of An Exorcist Tells His Story in Chapter 1 of An Exorcist Tells His Story. Gabrielle Amorth introduces the theme of the battle between good and evil, particularly the existence of evil spirits and their influence on humanity. This theme resonates through several chapters, particularly Chapter 3, which delves into the nature and manifestations of demonic possession, demonstrating the direct confrontation between divine forces and malevolent entities. Chapter 6 further explores the importance of faith and prayer in combating evil, illustrating the reliance on spiritual strength to overcome darkness. The occurrences and stories recounted throughout the book consistently reinforce the central theme of spiritual warfare against evil. Point 3 in-depth chapter analysis of An Exorcist Tells His Story by Gabrielle Amorth. An Exorcist Tells His Story. Gabrielle Amorth provides a detailed account of his experiences as a Roman Catholic exorcist, examining the nature of demonic possession and the spiritual warfare that ensues. One particularly impactful chapter is Chapter 3, where Amorth discusses the signs of possession. He presents specific cases, noting behaviors like aversion to sacred objects and changes in personality, thereby emphasizing the theme of the battle between good and evil. For example, he describes instances of individuals showing an intense hatred for holy images, illustrating how possession manifests through a rejection of the divine, reinforcing the reader's understanding of the profound struggle inherent in such circumstances. Another significant chapter is Chapter 7, where Amorth delves into the methodologies and spiritual preparations necessary for conducting an exorcism. This chapter connects deeply with the overarching theme of faith as a tool against darkness. He shares insights on the importance of prayer, the power of the Eucharist, and the role of confession in fortifying both the exorcist and the afflicted individual. The storytelling culminates in Amorth's firm belief that faith is paramount, making it clear that the effectiveness of an exorcism lies not just in ritual, but in a deep-rooted relationship with God. His recounting of these rituals brings to light not only the practical aspects of exorcism, but also highlights the necessity of spiritual strength in the face of evil. Point 1. Listen, An Exorcist Tells His Story audiobook summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/audiobook/and-exorcist-tells-his-story. 2. By An Exorcist Tells His Story at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=and+exorcist+tells+his+story. 3. By An Exorcist Tells His Story at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=and-exorcist-tells-his-story-and-languages=n. For dot search, An Exorcist Tells His Story at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=and-exorcist-tells-his-story-and-offset=1.